Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck was at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in northern New Jersey, and our Glenn Shuck tells us while the Garden State's got a handle on it, they're still at the ready.
As coronavirus cases continue to spike in so many states around the country, checking back in with Dr. Adam Jarrett, the chief medical officer here at Holy Name. We did a daily series with him through March into April and May as they struggled through COVID-19, but now we're actually consulting other states as to how they should handle it.
You know, the door's open for people who want to talk to us about how we got through it. We published some YouTube videos about some of the interesting things we've done in terms of keeping our staff safe.
After treating thousands of people here for the coronavirus, Jared tells me they're seeing maybe one new case per day, which of course is a dramatic drop, but they're prepared for a spike.
At Holy Name, have kept up the additional ICU beds that we have, and they're available if we need them. We've kept all the negative pressure rooms, so they're available if we need them. We've been very careful about stockpiling PPE and testing.
But he insists so far there are no indications that cases are rising yet here in New Jersey. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Teaneck.
As we enter the holiday weekend, a warning about how one might celebrate.
With 40 of the 50 states now seeing an increase in coronavirus infections, epidemiologist Dr. Mary Jo Trepka at Florida International University says she's especially concerned about 4th of July parties, urging everyone to wear masks and avoid congregating in groups. Similar advice is coming from Vice President Mike Pence, who visited Florida yesterday.
Wash your hands, practice good hygiene, wear a mask.
This 4th of July, many public beaches are closed to prevent big crowds. Fireworks have been canceled, although they're on in the nation's capital. Even the Nathan's famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest will be held in a private location to keep spectators off the Coney Island Boardwalk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the run-up to the holiday weekend, more gun violence in New York City.
There were 10 shooting incidents in the 24-hour period that ended at midnight today. There were 14 shooting victims. At least three of them were fatally shot. One in particular was on New Lots Avenue in Brownsville in front of a deli. A 20-year-old man was shot in his head, the whole thing captured on video. A man simply walked up to him and fired his gun. At that same incident, a 36-year-old woman nearby was also shot in her arm and torso, but she's in stable condition. Kim lives in the neighborhood, and she comes outside only during the daytime, never at night.
I'm not afraid to walk around here. I lived around here all my life. I don't see all that because I don't be outside like that.
There were also shootings in the same time period in Crown Heights, Far Rockaway, Mott Haven in the Bronx, Sheepshead Bay, and Bed-Stuy. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Two Black Lives Matter street murals are being painted today in Manhattan. One is down in Foley Square, the other up in Harlem.
Before the painters from 16 different community groups got to work on their letters, a choir got the crowd inspired, and elected leaders like Attorney General Tish James urged young people to keep fighting for social justice.
Continue to raise your voices. Continue to be seen. Continue to demand change. Because you will inherit this world.
The mural on both sides of the median of Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard was organized by the local business coalition Harlem Park to Park. One of its co-founders, Beatrice Sibbles, reflected on the movement happening around the country.
It is when we face choices between life and death, that the collective bonds become stronger for our very own survival.
Mayor Bill de Blasio grabbed a paint roller and pitched in to help.
This is the place where the message of Black America was spread all over the country, all over the world. So this is a place that we must have this mural.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
Well, at 3 this afternoon, the letters spelling out Black Lives Matter will be painted in Lower Manhattan from the Manhattan Municipal Building to the New York Supreme Courthouse. There's also going to be one going up on Fifth Avenue outside Trump Tower. That's not until next week. Nathan's Famous won't let the pandemic from keeping the 4th of July hot dog eating contest from taking place on Coney Island.
The show must go on. Host George Shea said they never considered canceling the annual competition in Coney Island. It was just a matter of figuring out how to get it done.
You do want to do it, and people want some normalcy, and a lot of people are very excited about it.
Only 6 men and 5 women will be competing this year, spaced 6 feet apart, separated by plexiglass, in a secret location without an in-person audience. 12-time champion Joey Jaws Chestnut normally depends on the roar of the crowd.
Now I'm going to be able to hear my competitors. Like, if they're gagging or burping, it's going to be weird to hear them.
ESPN will broadcast the Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest on their main channel. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
The 2020 reimagined Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular wraps up with the big finale tomorrow night. This year's pandemic-era event is a culmination of the 5 shorter displays that have been taking place around the boroughs throughout the week. Fireworks executive producer Susan Tercero tells 1010 Winds planning for all this has been like a moving target.
It took a lot of different iterations, different ideas, and things were constantly evolving in the city. The city was constantly learning every single day from different experiences, different things that were happening, and that was really what drove us to this decision.
Tomorrow night's broadcast starts at 8 p.m. on NBC. If you're not sure what's reopened this weekend, you can get some help planning for the 4th of July at 1010winds.com. Well, President Trump has said that part of the reason he doesn't wear a mask is because everyone around him is regularly tested for the virus. Well, now comes word that the rapid result test being used by the White House may not be accurate. CNN says the FDA has received 126 reports of problems with the test, which is made by Abbott Labs. Despite that, the government has a $200 million contract with Abbott and distributing these kits nationwide. The FDA has also approved 3 other rapid tests that don't have any apparent issues. When asked about that, HHS told CNN they closely monitor the efficacy of this test and are working with Abbott on follow-up studies. Well, this is not good. There's a new mutation of the virus.
The new strain seems to have come to the U.S. from Europe, and it's making the virus more transmissible. Dr. Anthony Fauci says, however, while it may be more contagious, it doesn't seem to be making people any sicker. He also says he's pleased that Republicans, especially the White House, are now on the same page with the importance of wearing face coverings to protect yourself and others from contracting the virus.
Now many of the leaders, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, are realizing the importance of wearing masks.
Masks, physical distancing, and hand washing are the only preventative measures we have right now against the virus. I'm Jim Roop.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.